Here's another twist in the Fed story. Regardless of what it does, it will likely remain a political pinata for Republican presidential candidates and their core voters. NPR's Tamara Keith has that story.
Steve Doerr has a T-shirt that says, "End the Fed" in bold print. He's written some 25 songs about the Federal Reserve.
Government promise ain't worth a damn. The Fed is an outrageous scam.
Doerr wrote this rock anthem in 2008, just as the Federal Reserve took extraordinary measures to prop up the nation's financial system.
The Fed Reserve must cease to be.
Doerr is 65 years old and lives in San Antonio, Texas. He's part of a movement, though it's not clear how big it is.
It's about our money. It's about you and me in a fair medium of exchange. The Fed making money out of nothing, it just dilutes the value of what you and I have in our pocketbook.
Concern over Fed policy extends right into the political mainstream. Earlier this week, four leading congressional Republicans sent a letter to Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, encouraging him to resist further intervention in the economy. And GOP presidential candidates have been even more blunt.
I would fire him tomorrow.
Why?
I think he's been the most inflationary, dangerous, and power-centered chairman of the Fed in the history of the Fed.
Congress has given the Federal Reserve almost unlimited power over the economy. That has to change.
If this guy prints more money between now and the election, I don't know what y'all would do to him in Iowa, but we would treat him pretty ugly down in Texas.
Those voices were Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, and Rick Perry, the apparent frontrunner. He was speaking at a campaign event in Iowa last month.
Printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous, in my opinion.
Now, it's worth noting here that Ben Bernanke says what the Fed has done isn't technically printing money. Thus far, established economists say inflation has remained tame. Mark Thomas says he thinks all this political heat is affecting the Fed. He's an economist at the University of Oregon and thinks the Fed should actually be doing more.
The Fed has to be very careful that if they do make a mistake, they could lose their independence. And so they don't have to worry about the present crisis, but they have to worry about the politics and what might happen to them in the future. And I think that's tying their hands.
Really, this is nothing new for the Federal Reserve. Economic historian John Steele Gordon says Fed hating goes back to Thomas Jefferson, and that was more than 100 years before the Fed even existed. Jefferson opposed America's original central bank, the first bank of the United States.
And Jefferson just thought this was a giveaway to the rich and the mighty, and it was overpowerful, and he hated it. And that hatred has passed down through Jefferson's political heirs.
In more recent history, in the early 80s, then-Fed Chairman Paul Volcker and the Board of Governors raised interest rates to break inflation. Randy Krosner is a professor at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and a former Fed governor. He says Volcker may be revered today, but back then he was reviled.
The construction industry, for example, was sending in pieces of 2x4s with threatening notes written on them. And there's still a few sitting around the Fed offices.
Krosner says the Federal Reserve is misunderstood and sometimes maligned because it represents a combination of power and banking and government and secrecy. He says 25 years ago, it was even more secretive.
There was no statement that was put out. There was nothing that was said publicly about what they were trying to do. There was very little testimony, very few speeches. It was really completely opaque. That's changed dramatically.
The deliberations are still a closed-door affair. But now Chairman Bernanke holds press conferences several times a year, part of a charm offensive to combat the misunderstanding and distrust. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.